Okotoks film buffs are continuing a holiday tradition. For one night only, the Okotoks Festive Film Fest is bringing a world of Christmas films to Okotoks cinemas on Saturday, December 9th from 5:30 to 10 p.m. It's basically like our regular Okotoks Film Festival, just condensed into two screenings, and all with a holiday twist to it, said Katie Fornell, festival director for the Okotoks Film Society, OFS. We've got our regular package of short films from all over the world, all with a holiday theme. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're cheerful, upbeat films, but some of them are really powerful and moving, some are a bit thriller-like, some are really funny. They're changing up the format with the double feature, where before only one screening was played for the shorts, and adding the feature film How to Ruin the Holidays made by two Alberta filmmakers. The film features Amber Nash, known for the voice of Pam in the animated series Archer, and Colin Mochrie of Whose Line Is It Anyway? What's really exciting about this hilarious film is it's only being shown in six cities, and Okotoks is one of them, Fornell said. We're really excited to have this, and we're going to be talking to one of the filmmakers, one of the actors is going to be joining us. Also being shown is Oskenen, Tanawi, Ra, Little Deer. An Indigenous Canadian film about two young girls in 1967 who escape the Mohawk Institute residential school on Christmas Eve and brave the elements trying to get home to their families. Festive attendees will also get a chance to ask for their Christmas wishes during a visit by the big guy himself. We're doing an intermission this year where we're going to have Santa come and join us on the red carpet, Fornell said. We will have cookies and treats for everybody who has a ticket to either screening or both. While the overall evening is about the holidays, it's not an all-ages event, Fornell added. This is an event for grown-ups. Even though Santa is coming, we recommend 13 and up, just because some of the content of the films is a little bit darker and requires a little bit more attention to really focus and get the story, Fornell said. For tickets and information, visit okotoksfilmfestival.ca.